else. So I hand over to Stockholm for the official welcome speech. Thanks.
This won't be a speech. I just want to thank you all for coming, for attending. I welcome you very much. I'm glad that so many again had the chance to come. I feel always accelerated when I meet so many Debian developers, and I enjoy it immensely to meet you every year. A few months ago, I was at a conference in Finland, and there was a representative of a big multinational company talking about their business model and WebSphere and stuff. And he said that his company was in the Linux market not for the ideological things like making the world a better place or so, but for money and for building business and stuff. And later on, I gave a talk and I said that, among other things, that Debian was in the Linux market not to make money, but to make the world a better place, among other things. And just a few days ago, I met here in Mexico a guy who uses Debian in a small linguistic project where he works with some tribes which don't have an own, they have a language, but they would want to keep the language, and so they work with pedagogues and linguists to develop alphabets and everything, and he uses Debian, and he walks long distances because there are no roads and stuff, and he works with hardly any existing budget. And for some reason, that excited me more, made me more happy, more proud even, than just another phone call with a big company representative which uses Debian to boost their business because it's a stable and reliable system. And I was really happy to hear that here in Mexico we actually do help to, as a force for good, to make the world a better place for some people. And I would like to thank you for being part of that, for building packages, for making a high quality distribution that is actually so usable, so worthwhile, so actually great. And this is something that I'm really proud of, to be able to work with you and with this conference to trick you all into working with Debian one more year, to put more energy into it, to be excited about it, and to spend immense amounts of time on this, even though you don't get anything from it. Well, you get something, but most likely not money. Thank you very much. And now I need a volunteer who wears this kind of t-shirt, because I need to have a look at all the sponsors. Could you please stand up and turn around? Yeah, thank you. We have, of course, a lot of sponsors this year again. Most outstanding again is HP, which gave us a little less than half of the conference budget, I think. Really, if you see an HP representative, give him a hug. Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. Then we have as a really noticeable sponsor Nokia, and almost right with on the same level Intel, which gave a lot of money. we have also IBM and Gandhi. Do you know Gandhi? That's the small registrar, and lots of Debian developers actually use it. NetApp also on the same level. Opera Software. And there were more. Yeah, we have so many sponsors. It's really hard to... Yeah, we have HP, IBM, Intel, and then a Mexican, Jaguete. Gunnar will mention you mention what he what they sponsored. Nokia, VA Linux, Ubuntu, Talart, Telecom, Aruba. They are doing our wireless network here. Alpha NAS, Colax, Xandros, FNB. They are doing hosting. Gandhi. GNU Linux, they are the Extremadura place in Spain, which helped us sponsor travel sponsorship. This one I can't read. Linspire, Linux New Media, they are giving us a one-page ad in their magazines worldwide, which we use to attract sponsors with a thank you ad. MySQL. And this must be the University of Pedagogic Things here in Mexico. NetApp, Opera Software, O'Reilly, which gave you books. Here comes the university with, I'm not sure. Sine Nomine Associated, Univention, Amesol, CompuGraph, Neo Center, CopyLeft, VoxKit, and ByteMark Hosting. They are doing the hosting for DebConf.org. Yeah, I guess you all know that without their money, we most likely wouldn't be as many as we are now, like 20 or 30, I guess. I'm not sure. and then we also have a bunch of local volunteers, which spend amazing amounts of money on time on this, making this happen. There are Gunnar. Where's Gunnar? There, here. He lost a lot of weight, by the way. I'm not sure it's not due to DebConf, but he did that on purpose. And then we have his wife, Gabriela, who I think they actually split the work. Somewhere else also, Damok is somewhere here. Is he here? I'm not sure. And Yair is helped a lot with a wireless setup, and with shopping for our needs. So we have a quite small local team which spent a lot of effort on this to make this happen, and I would like to thank you guys very much. Punko, where's he? Is he here? He's in Mexico. He's the guy who built our wireless antennas and the access points, which do the bridging from the high pole on the down to the internet cafe in the village. Yeah, it has been a very exciting time, the DebConf time actually, because lots of things happened then and the internet became stable actually. We hope that the pole on the roof keeps being stable, it doesn't fall off. Now I would like to ask Gunnar to say a few words. And if our beloved DPL is here, could he perhaps also move himself and... No. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Well, a few words. I was not prepared for this. thank you. I'm very, very happy to finally have you here. It's been, at least 3 years of trying to bring you all, and one year working, because for everybody who's interested in having DebConf in their countries, it's very important that you get involved in the DebConf team at least 1 year before, and 1 year of hellish work here. I really hope this will This will make the free software movement and the Debian involvement in Mexico grow. Well, I don't know, I could also go again through the list of local sponsors. Of course, the local companies have helped us most with infrastructure, with lending equipment we could not have got otherwise. I'm not going over the list that Stockholm already read. I don't know if you have any other piece of cloth to give to us. No? Okay. Well, there's not much more to say. We have many people also who, well, even we don't know, but we don't have their names like handy, but have helped us tremendously. I know I can count on any of you, so even if you don't expect it, we will be requiring random people to do random stuff. The nice thing about Debian is that we know we can do it. We know each of you, each of the people that came to DevConf are part of the team. Each of you are interested in working with us. So this is not just another conference. That's it for me. So welcome and enjoy your stay. Have a nice time. And Tolimar, you are the protocol man.